you got your Bibles there real quick, we'll go back and just rehearse just a few things. If you would, go back to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. And we'll go over these things really kind of speedily here. And then we'll get to just a little bit more. And I mean, no, honor is very important to God. And one of the things that we're learning about honor is that God promised, he said, they that honor me, what did God say? I will honor. And in doing so, it's very amazing how God will honor you with different things and healing and opportunities and things along that line. Well, we're also here tonight to honor Pastor Mark and Pastor Brenda. And, you know, seeing all of the wonderful things, the people, the lives that have been touched. How many of y'all, your lives have been touched because of this precious couple? Look around at all the hands. You know, I'm right there with you, me and Sally. I mean, we was idiots. We were full-fledged. Amen. And, you know, and just crazy as a loon. And just different things. And just they would pray and love on you and help. And then, you know, and then when you finally try to start doing some things right, they're always there to support. And how many know, never forget people like that that God's put in your life. Amen. Honor them good. Honor them right. Be thankful for them. And in doing so, how many know you actually honor the gift of God in them? Amen. So here in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, we'll pray. Father, this evening we love and thank you and praise you. We thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity for this celebration tonight. What a glorious occasion. And Father, we are so thankful. We really are. We're grateful for the precious people that you've put into our lives. It was no accident. Brenda and I, of course, are siblings. But I thank you, Father, that we're also in the same family of God with all of these precious people. We thank you, Father, tonight as we approach the Word of God. We thank you for encouragement to this precious couple. We thank you for encouragement to this precious church in this area. What an impact they are having upon the people in this valley or in the bay. We thank you, Father God, for every opportunity that we can to share how thankful and how grateful we are. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor for it in Jesus' name. And everybody agrees, said amen, please. Amen. In 1 Samuel 2:30, at the tail end of the verse, it says, for them that honor me concerning God, God says, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. So how many know in the area of despising, we don't want to get into that side of it at all. We want to stick to the positive side that it says, for concerning God and then concerning the gifts that God gave us through people. When we honor people, how many of you know we also honor the gift that God's placed in people? And also by honoring God, God promises that he in return will honor us. Then in Romans chapter 13, verse 7 and 8 in the NLT, it talks about here and says, give to everyone what you owe them. Pay your taxes, government fees to those who collect them. Give respect and honor. If you would say, give respect and honor, please. To those who are in authority. It's interesting here that I shared this morning about how I thought it was only about not going into debt. And how many know, don't go into debt, but be led. Yeah. Amen. And in that, God began to talk to me personally about it. And he said, when we were in New York, there were some people on a subway and there were some older people that got on. There were some younger ones sitting. We was sitting over on this end and they were up there. And when they come in, people didn't get up. And the younger ones. And the Lord began to talk to me. This was several years ago. And he said, isn't it amazing that he said to me, out of those verses, you only got that if you owe money, you should know it and you should pay it and don't go into debt. But he said, you didn't see all of the verse because the verse talked about taxes. It talked about honor. It talked about respect and it talked about reverence. And he said, those younger people did not get up because they didn't know they owed a debt of honor. So he said they're actually in heavy debt concerning that. because they still owe it. Therefore, and in, even with money, how many know if you sign a contract or something, you agree, acknowledge, I owe this. And the second thing is, I will pay it. Well, in the area of honor, many in today, like Pastor John was talking about, they don't know they actually owe honor. Therefore, they never pay honor. Well, in this explanation that Paul wrote in the book of Romans, it's interesting here, give honor, Proverbs has a lot to say, some things in book of Peter. It talks about honoring those that God has placed over us. You know, no matter how far you go in life, how many know there's always going to be somebody that's over you? And in that, how many of you are glad, like Sally and I, for Pastor Mark and Pastor Brenda? God placed them over us. They will always be our elders. They got started before we did. Well, in that way, I owe a debt. How about you? And so if I know I owe it, what's the next step? Pay it. Thank you, sir. Pay it. How do you show honor? Respect. Thank you, sir.
Serving.
Reverence. And in doing so, how many know people sometimes confuse hero worship with honor? But they are not the same. And so, as he's talking about respect, reverence, and honor, well, in these ways, there's certain things that you show, there's certain things that you do. And so in this, we're going to show some things from the scripture just for a few minutes here. Go, if you would, please. I want to touch these things. 2 Kings chapter 3. And let's look at these things here. 2 Kings chapter 3. And we'll read from verse 10 through 14 in the Amplified. It says, then the king of Israel said, alas, the Lord has called us three kings together to be delivered into Moab's hand. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not a prophet of the Lord here by whom we may inquire of the Lord? One of the kings of Israel's servants answered, Elisha, son of Shaphat, who served Elijah, is here. Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So Jerome, king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat, the king of Edom, went down to Elijah. And Elijah said to the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Go to the prophets of your wicked father Ahab and your wicked mother Jezebel. But the king of Israel said to him, no, for the Lord has called us three kings together to be delivered into the hand of Moab. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts live, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I respect the presence of Jehovah, king of Judah, I would neither look at you nor see you, King Joram. Isn't it interesting? Brother Hagin would tell us in this verse, there's the next one here, that after he explained some things about these verses, that Brother Hagin said, there it is, next verse, bring me a minstrel. Isn't it interesting that there were three kings there, two of them did not know how to come into the presence of the prophet. Many people do not know how to receive a pastor. And the thing that kept him from going into his office speedily was the way they came. He had to have help to get into his office. God will give your pastors a word for you. Now, how many know? A lot of times people are fussing, fighting before they get to church. Are you with me? You know, maybe cuss somebody out in traffic. I don't know. But you may be fussing and fight. You know, I don't cuss no more, but I still remember the words. But I don't. Are you with me? Amen. But you might have got into a fight or something before you come to church. But how many of you know everybody in the congregation ought to be ticked off before you come to church? Not everybody. Are you here? And so in that way, as we come in here, we come, thank you God for our pastors. Yes. Father God, we're coming to hear a word from heaven. And all of a sudden, the whole atmosphere changes. They start saying stuff that ain't in their notes. They're ready to go, and they're ready to preach something. Amen. And so in that being able to receive them, we don't want them to have to sing for 35 minutes just to get the crowd ready. Amen. And so in that way, we want to respect them. We want to reverence them. We want to come to the best. Don't think you always got to come to church perfect. People go through stuff. People have seen some terrible situations. If you've had a terrible week, don't stay home. Come to church. Amen. But then there's going to be a bunch of the rest of us. We prayed up. We ready. We're going to be tugging on them. And that God's going to have a word for all of us. Amen. And so we see this here. That's why the minstrels had to play. But I want to show you this part right here. Go over, if you would, to 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 21 through 25 in the King James. In 1 Chronicles 21, 21 through 25. And it says, as David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David and went out to the threshing floor, bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, grant me the place of this threshing floor that I may build an altar thereon unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant it for me for what? Full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people. Ornan said unto David, take it to thee, and let my lord the king do that which is good in his eyes. I'll give thee the oxen for the burnt offering, and the threshing instruments which were wood. We can break it up, make the fire, the wheat for the meat offering. I just give it all. And King David said to Ornan, thank you, God, for your blessing. No, that is not what he said. What did he say? He said, no, thank you. Why did he say that? What's the next verse say? I will not take what is yours for the Lord. It's very interesting that David said, if it isn't valuable to me, it probably won't be valuable to God. And how many of you know they have gave their life for the call of God here? Pastor Mark and Brenda. They have gave their life for this work. You guys have chose to invest your life into the work God has called to this area.
Amen.
Well, in that, how many know this work is valuable to this place? And David made a statement. He said, sir, I appreciate the offer, but if it didn't belong to me, and if it's not valuable to me, it won't be valuable to God. And he went on to say, I will pay you full price. 600, I think, some kind of 600 something or another pounds or shekels of gold that he paid Ornan for the things. Isn't it interesting the way you see this work? Do you see your part in this work? How many know it's no accident God called you all here? You are chosen for this place. There's a work to be done here, and you're doing a good job. Amen. But we see it valuable. This is not just their work. How many know God's called you to come and help and be a part of it? And may I say, you all are doing a good job. Don't you dare quit. Don't you dare back up. You have invested your lives, your time, your money. How many know God's keeping record?
Amen.
Amen. It's valuable. Now, let's just go to a couple more. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 2. We'll just go to a couple more here. 1 Samuel chapter 22, 2. I found this very, very interesting. David had such a revelation of honor. And in 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 2, I think King James, it says, and everyone that was where? Distress. And everyone that was? And everyone that was? Came and said, you're our leader. You know, we pray, oh God, please send the people. And then everybody comes. How many of y'all, besides me, used to be that group?
Yeah.
We show up. How many know we used to be a handful for pastors? We was a mess. But we're praying, God, send the group. And everybody shows up. They're in debt. They're discontented. And they are ticked off. And you want to be the leader. Okay. Use me, Lord. Amen. You ever prayed? Oh, God, use me. And then somebody use you and you get ticked. Amen. But it's interesting that these guys all showed up. There's 400 of them. They're either in debt, they're discontented, or they're what? Distressed. But they started running with a leadership that understood honoring God. And if you'll stay around long enough, you'll start taking on some of the characteristics. We are not going to change them. We want to change. Look at somebody say, you really do need to change. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we start running with them. And all of a sudden we start taking on different characteristics. And so this 400 bunch that's distressed, in debt, and discontented, they come and they're around David long enough. And David's standing out there and he makes this statement. Oh, how I would love to have a drink of the cold waters by the gate of the city. Three of these guys, David didn't ask him. He just said it. Three of these guys pull out their swords, looks like the movie Braveheart, and they go, they're not trying to fight away. They fight to where the enemy's camp is. They fight through them, and two of them's over there cutting people up while one of them's drawing water. And they're like, would you please hurry up? And they're fighting this bunch. And he finally gets the water. And you know there's blood and guts all over these guys. I mean, this is close. You cut somebody's jugular. Pfft, and all of this stuff. And this is what's going on. And they get the water. And they fight back through. And they walk up to David. Because they count it an honor. These guys used to be distressed, discontented, and in debt. They ain't that way no more. They give it to David, and David says, this is too valuable for me to drink. Today, people, some not understanding honor, would have got ticked. What do you mean? We fought our way in. Why are you going to use that to worship God? David said, it's too valuable for me to drink, and he offered it to God. And the three men that went in and got that understood, because they run long enough with David, they are beginning to understand the principle of honor. I appreciate the love. It's dear to me because this is my family. Not just spiritual, but blood. The way you love them, the way you treat them, and the way you cherish them. And I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, it's dear to me. When a group of people will love God, love the people that God has set over them, and cherish them that way. And I promise you, God will see to your family. He'll see to your stuff because you have honored Him and His choices. Amen. And I want to say to you, we appreciate you and we love you very much, Pastor Mark.